to find God is able. God as me is able. God with me is able. By the word I stand and I testify, God is able, exceedingly, abundantly, much more than I could ever think. Exceedingly, abundantly, God is able to do all sufficient, God. Oh, yes. Nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible in God. Nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible in God. I want to say that nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible in God. Nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. In God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible in God. Exceedingly, abundantly, much more than I could ever desire. Exceedingly, abundantly, God is able. God, yeah. Yes, yes. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Ooh, Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Ooh. Nama Shivaya 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 Nama
Asatoma Sagamaya Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya Mrityoma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. O Lord, lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to the light of truth. Lead me from mistakenly identifying as the physical body and mind to the realization of my divine immortal self. Om, peace, peace, peace. Welcome, everyone. What a joy it is to be together on this exceedingly glorious day. Please be seated.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Satsang at the Center for Spiritual Enlightenment with Reverend Sundari Jensen. My name is Reverend Mukti Devi Lanier. Our satsang today will include more music from Sharon Henderson and Reflection. Thank you so much for your beautiful music, meditation, and today's inspirational message, which is the first in a 3-week sermon series, Keep Your Soul, Uncover, Surrender, Awaken, offered by Reverend Sundari Jensen. The series is inspired by Yogacharya O'Brien's book, The Jewel of Abundance, on three essential aspects of the spiritual life that can make all the difference to experiencing the abundant spiritual riches of our life. Today's message guides us to mine your inner resources. Toward the end of our service, we'll have an opportunity to turn on our cameras so that we can share a moment in community together with all those who are gathered here in the temple, out by the oak tree, and those who are also online today. I would especially like to welcome newcomers, anyone that is new to the service this morning. The Center for Spiritual Enlightenment is a Kriya Yoga meditation center that honors all authentic religious and spiritual traditions. And if you would like to receive more information about our programs or our center, if you're online, you can now click on the link that is in the chat to sign up for emails with a daily inspirational message from Yogacharya O'Brien, as well as announcements about upcoming classes and programs. To support us with our inner transformation, CSC offers us opportunities to study and celebrate together in the coming weeks. So we have a couple of announcements. The spiritual journey of Advent. Have you ever wondered, what is the purpose of Advent? Yogacharya O'Brien explains that the meaning of Advent is coming or arrival, and it signifies the period of faithful waiting for the birth of the universal Christ, realization of the essential divine self. And she asks us to consider, what could such spiritual awakening make possible in our lives and in our world? The season of Advent welcomes us into this year's holiday season, where we often decorate our homes and public gathering places with familiar and beautiful symbols of evergreen trees and wreaths, festive lights and candles, and vibrantly wrapped gifts for friends and loved ones. And as Yogacharya continues, often without connection to the ancient power that such symbols carry. And while these customs often provide a context for valuable family traditions and social connections, they can offer us so much more. The Spiritual Journey of Advent is an online course based on Yogacharya O'Brien's book, Path of Wonder, shown on our slides, which shines a light on these symbols and much more. The book describes itself as a daily contemplative guide, which supports the spiritual journey of Advent for pilgrims from all spiritual traditions. And like this year's Living the Eternal Way classes, which are just now concluding, each week during this course, we will meet in small groups to share these metaphysical teachings from Yogacharya O'Brien. The 4-week online course begins November 28th, which is 1 week from today. And each meeting will include inspirations, contemplative exercises, meditation, and group discussion, to support us in exploring the practical applications of these teachings in our daily lives. So register soon. Those who register will receive a copy of The Path of Wonder as a gift. All small groups will meet at the same time on Sundays from 12 to 1 p.m. with CSC ministers facilitating the groups. Please do register early at csccenter.org to register for the class. And our next announcement reminds us to please save the date. At the end of this holiday season, we can start our new year with intentionality and spiritual focus with the Kriya Yoga New Year's Retreat with Yogacharya O'Brien. The retreat this year will begin on December 30th, extending to January 2nd, and more information will be available soon online at the same at csccenter.org. So let's take a centering breath for a moment. Just ground ourselves in this place, in this moment, for the contemplative portion of our service this morning. Every morning, at the end of our online puja and meditation service, we conclude our service with the peace mantra. In Sanskrit, we chant Sarve Sham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarve Sham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarve Sham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarve Sham Mangalam Bhavatu. Which in English means, may all experience complete well-being. May everyone know peace and contentment. May all realize fullness, and may all experience the auspicious life. This prayer is followed by another, that all beings be happy. May all beings be free. I love these prayers for their particular messages and because they remind us that our meditation practice is not only for ourselves, that we are one and whole, and that the personal transformation that comes from our own practice contributes to the transformation of all beings. Paramahansa Yogananda says, change yourself and you have done your part in changing the world. And in her beautiful collection of daily inspirations, Living for the Sake of the Soul, Yogacharya O'Brien reminds us that a devotee on the enlightenment path doesn't try to control, change, or convert others, but instead looks to see what adjustment is necessary in his or her own mind and consciousness to bring about harmony. The influence of a single transformed life is beyond calculation. It ripples out and touches the lives of countless others. And now Reverend Sundari will lead us in an opening prayer.
I breathe in, I breathe out, I take in, I give out, I let go, I let love, I release, I forgive, I receive, I can feel, I believe, I am healed, I am whole, I release, I know. Thank you. give out. I let love, I let go. I release, I know.
Let's let that beautiful chant by Sharon lead us into our time of meditation. Closing the eyes and turning within. Being supported by breath. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. As we follow natural rhythm of our breath, we open our heart and our mind to experience the radiant light of Source that is everywhere present, all around us and within us. We open to a tangible experience of this divine presence within. As we are breathing in and breathing out. Need not strive. Simply remain open and willing and attentively curious. Look within, listen within. And if the mind wanders, just come back to breathing in, breathing out. Let go of any efforting to meditate. Now and remain inwardly focused. Open to awareness of your radiant essence of being. Feel or imagine there is a healing, luminous, vibratory essence within the physical body, shining through the physical body, around the physical body, and out into the world as a blessing for all beings everywhere. May all beings in all realms awaken to their fullest spiritual potential. Om, peace, peace, peace. Yogacharya O'Brien sends her love and blessings. She wrote in her book, Jewel of Abundance, to bring forth abundance and experience the fullness of life, we start by accessing what is within us. To bring forth abundance and experience the fullness of life, we start by accessing what is within us. And as you heard earlier, today is the first in a three-part series that's drawing from Yogacharya's inspiring and informing book, The Jewel of Abundance. Keep your soul. Keep your soul. Uncover, surrender, and awaken. Today's message, Mine Your Inner Resources, Yogacharya begins that chapter of her book with this story that many of you have heard, but it bears repeating. She says it so beautifully, I'll read this part to you. One dark night, the mystifying sage Mullah Nasruddin is outside his house frantically searching, you know this story, frantically searching the ground under the streetlight. He's digging around, sighing, looking up, getting back on his hands and knees, digging around, looking again, and his friend walks up and asks, Mullah, what are you doing? It's so late out here. And Mullah replies, I'm looking for my keys. His friend says, well, you know this. Your friends always say this when you lose something. Where is it? Where did you last see them? And barely looking up from his digging around and searching, Mullah says to his friend, in my house. And his friend says, if you last saw them in your house, why are you out here searching for them? And Mullah replies with exasperation, because the light is better out here. And this parable has many messages for us, but the most obvious is that when we have lost contact with the key of our spiritual richness of our life, when we've lost contact with the key to our true self, we may have a habitual tendency to look outside of ourselves to find it, to find what we feel is missing. We might look outside of ourselves, most of us do, to find vitality, wisdom, and joy that are inherent to the soul. We all want to be happy. I do. We all want to be happy, healthy, and wise. And we yearn to experience this because it is our true nature. These three qualities represent the divine, the Godhead. And therefore, they are inherent to our soul, since we are individualized aspects of Source, of all that is. Since we are a direct extension of the divine, we have the ability, every person has the inherent ability to experience their true soul nature as being omnipresent, vital, alive, omniscient, conscious, wise, and omnipotent, blissful, eternally blissful, unending bliss. Every person has this possibility inherent. It's our birthright. It's our birthright to experience unending, ever new joy, as Paramahansa Yogananda would call it. We just have to look for it in the right place. And in our culture and most cultures, we have billboards and social media and, you know, Google, even Siri. I've asked Siri, what is God? And I get the response, you need to look somewhere else. Right? Everything, most things, even our upbringing, have sent us to look outside. Look outside yourself for happiness, for abundance, for joy, for wisdom. It might guide us to look for these things in a relationship. Have you had this experience? I know you have, because you're human, you're breathing. You know there's an unpolished diamond in the core of your being. You know it's there. But you just can't find it, right? You just can't quite touch it. You just can't quite access it. Well, maybe it's because I'm in the wrong relationship. This is what the mind might say. If I had a better relationship and that person kept telling me my beautiful diamond was shining, maybe I'd find it. Or, you know, maybe if I had the right car, I'd feel better about myself and the diamond would be more present. Maybe it's my job. If I had a better job, I'd be more appreciated and I'd finally access this diamond within. Maybe if I just had a better outfit. I know you're smiling, but I can't see you under the mask, so you have to do this or something. I don't know. We can truly only discover this diamond within by uncovering the radiance of the soul that is inherent to our being. Our years of looking outside of ourselves and coming up short can leave us feeling defeated. I mean, imagine. You don't even have to imagine. I'm sure you can remember. Imagine so much time, energy, and attention into a search for a perfect fill in the blank. Putting so much time, energy, and attention into the search for the perfect relationship. Or for the perfect job. Right now, for the perfect size of tofurkey. For the perfect car, the perfect outfit. Fill in the blank. We put so much time into trying to find the perfect thing so that we can experience and be seen in our full glory, only to come up short over and over and over and over, year after year after year. This is getting depressing. After year. And this can leave us feeling exhausted and deficient. If we experience a sort of deficiency, like, what's wrong with me that I couldn't find that right relationship, job, cards, blah, 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 to access that. If we experience that sort of deficiency over and over and over, we might begin to believe it. We might begin to identify with it. We might think that's our true nature and lose sight of the essence of our being. Yogacharya, in a recent daily inspiration, wrote, imagine a wave rising from the bosom of the ocean. Imagine a wave rising from the bosom of the ocean, looking around at other waves, comparing itself to them and declaring, I am not enough. I'm not good enough, not pretty enough, not wild enough. Meanwhile, the obvious onlooker, it's obvious to the onlooker that the wave is nothing less than the ocean expressing itself. So how do we turn this around? How do we undo this habitual way of thinking and being? Well, we use the mind to go beyond the mind. Paramahansa Yogananda wrote in The Law of Success, habits of thought are mental magnets. This is one of my favorite quotes by him. It's all math, this part. Habits of thought are mental magnets that draw to you certain things, people, and conditions. Weaken a bad habit by avoiding everything that occasioned it or stimulated it. This part's important. Without concentrating upon it in your zeal to avoid it. Don't give it your energy. Weaken a bad habit by avoiding everything that occasioned it or stimulated it without concentrating upon it in your zeal to avoid it. Then divert your mind to some good habit and steadily cultivate it until it becomes a dependable part of you. So first, we examine the mind and learn how it really works. What is it? How does it really work? And we begin to understand how past experiences color our perception. And then we explore the practical steps that we can take to clarify our perception, remove habitual ways of thinking. And then finally, we recalibrate. We recalibrate the mind to reflect our true nature as an emanation of source, as a radiant light. After a little bit of meditation, the mind becomes just a mental field, becomes just a little calm, and we examine the mind. It does not take long for us to realize that the mind is not sentient, that it changes, and that in and of itself, it is nothing. It is the radiance of divine consciousness flowing through it that brings the light of life to it. So this disempowers the attachment to letting the mind have the reins. this realization that the mind is nothing without the light of source. Our accurate perception is dependent on the quality of luminosity that shines into the mental field. Now, this is especially important right now. It always is, but especially right now, the holiday season. I know many of you are beginning to gather with families and friends again, or even just after what? A year and a half of really being in our own caves, now we're actually going into rooms with other people. It's a whole different world in the mind, especially when we come around family or friends or those who we have a history with. Accurate perception is dependent on the quality of luminosity that shines through the mental field. This means that when the mental field is clouded, what we're seeing is most likely not real. Like, oh, dude, that's unreal. True. It's unreal. And if what we're seeing and experiencing is not real, and we don't know it, we get into trouble because we are reacting and responding to what we think is in front of us. Some of you might remember Yogacharya O'Brien would sometimes share a story about, you know, a family getting together and, you know, the mother saying to the son, the adult son who's been away for a while, they're sitting around the table and the mother says, "Honey, can you pass me the butter?" And he slams his fist with the knife in it down and says, "You ruined my life." Environment is stronger than willpower. The mental field needs to be purified. You know, you always want something from me. What do you mean, give me the butter? Another thing you want from me. When the mental field is clouded, we simply react from old habitual patterns. And this causes another layer in the mental field that later has to be cleaned up. It just gets more and more difficult. This is why meditating is so important. The good news is that we have spiritual practices that help us to clarify the mental field very quickly, very quickly. So the light of the soul can shine through without obstruction. Wouldn't it be great to be sitting at the dinner table and have mom say, "Honey, pass the butter," and to hand it over and say, "Oh my gosh, I love you so much. Thank you for providing the butter." But it takes some work. And it doesn't take long after meditating for us to begin to recognize how, when and how the mental field is clouded. If we just breathe in and breathe out before touching the butter. So we can tune in. We can pretty easily identify what quality of nature is predominant in the mind. Is it luminous? Is it sattvic? Do we immediately have an uplifting thought, feeling? Or is it agitated, rajasic? Grab something or push away something? Or is it dull, tamasic? Is it lethargic? Dark, lazy. We can pretty easily identify if we just breathe in, breathe out, and notice in the mind, am I having a uplifted, loving thought in the mind and body? Do I feel agitated? Do I feel dull, dark, tired? When the mental field is clear, we experience the luminosity of the soul. And there's a promise that we then are able to live spontaneously, moment to moment. And that is true. Where we are in the world and literally not of it. And in our presence in that state, everybody experiences the joy and bliss of their being. Yogananda's quote about magnetism. And then those who resonate with the purity of the soul are drawn to you. Those who just want to be dull and mean and agitated, they're like, whoa, dude, this is too much happiness. I can't handle it. And they go the other way. But it is an inside job. Our perception is unobstructed. We see things as they are. We experience the truth of who and what we are. And in that state, we're naturally drawn to give to the world rather than take. Because we know we already have everything. We are everything, literally, even if the bank account is empty. In that place, all we want to do is give to life. Then we are in the circle of life. We experience the health, wisdom, and joy that is inherent to the soul that we have been seeking. So on this spiritual path, of course, we strive to have more sattva in our life, more luminosity. So if we find ourselves, if we breathe in and breathe out when someone asks for the butter, or like the guy who almost hit me today, driving on 880, and I kept thinking, this guy is going to swerve into my lane. And I was like, no, people don't do that anymore. And I kept thinking, yeah, this guy is going to swerve into my lane. So I'm looking in the rearview mirror going, okay, do I have room on the left? And sure enough, whoosh, he swerved right into me. There are a lot of things I could have done, right? But breathing in, breathing out, whether it's the butter or a swerver or someone cutting in front of you at the market, whatever it is, your partner, breathing in, breathing out. What quality of nature am I experiencing? Is sattva present? Luminosity? Or am I just agitated? Do I want to turn back into it? or do I just don't care? Because on the spiritual path, we're always striving to have more luminosity, more sattva. We simply make an adjustment if we notice we're agitated or lethargic. If we can, we get up and move to a different environment. If we're with a group of people and we're getting agitated about what's happening, we don't push against it, we don't say anything, we just excuse ourselves, get up, move to another environment, if that's not going to cause more unrest. Or we breathe. We just breathe in and breathe out. We don't give our energy and attention to that which is bringing us down. Or we say a mantra. No one's going to know it. Pass the butter and you're freaking out. So you just start saying with each breath, Om Peace. Om Peace. They won't know. Bring more luminosity. Say an affirmation. The Yoga Sutra of Patanjali. When the mind is disturbed by negative thoughts, one should dwell on their opposite. So you know, meditation is the most essential tool. Because without that, we can't even notice what is covering, what is clouding the mental field. We don't even know that we need to uncover something. We think we have to look outside and have someone else fix it for us. Meditation, it brings us peace in the moment. It supports others. Most importantly, It settles the mental field. So we have the ability to be aware even of our quality of mind. Otherwise, we're just in a ever-turning state of reacting. Once we become aware of the quality of the mind, we can remove our habitual ways of thinking and being. We can change them, and we can recalibrate. We can recalibrate. We can say, here's the butter, I love you, and mean it. We can see things as they really are. Kabir said, countless are the waves of the ocean, so are the waves of the mind. When waves abate, mind steadies. Diamonds grow there to find. When we live from within, we discover the entire universe within ourselves. We can then step into the life that is ours. We can step into the life that is ours, the soul life that's been waiting for us. Let us find that diamond within. Let's uncover it. Breathing in, breathing out. Om.
Truly an inside job. Thank you. Thank you for that. Can we support that wonderful message? Thank you. From within. The light of God is within us. And we let our light speak from within. As we've just been taught a beautiful lesson, some things we can do each and every day to maintain that idea that God is within us. Eternity. From within, I let my heart begin to see eternity. Turn within, and now I can begin to see the face of God. Turn within, and now I can begin to see the face of God. Face of God is all I am, and face of God is all I see. Face of God is all I am, and face of God is all I see. Oh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. From within, I let my heart begin to see eternity. Turn within, and now I can begin to see the face of God. Face of God is all I am, and the face of God is all I see. Face of God is all I am, and face of God is all I see. From within, I let my heart begin to see eternity. From within, I let my heart begin to see eternity. Face of God is all I am, and face of God is all I see. The face of God is all I am, and face of God is all I see. Ever present all around me, ever present, it's within me. Ever present all around me, all around me, it's within. Ever present all around me, it's within me, it's within. Face of God is all I am, and face of God is all I see. Ever present all around me, it's within, it's within. Ever present all around me, it's within, it's within. Face of God is all I am, and face of God is all I see. Namaste.
Thank you, Sharon, and reflection. Namaste. Thank you, Reverend Sundri. Just a beautiful, inspiring message. God truly is all around, within. Namaste. We now have a moment to practice conscious giving with deep appreciation and many thanks for your continued generosity to the mission and goals of the CSC ministry. But let us begin the Our Source prayer. Our Source, which is perfect and includes all that is, we welcome you now and invite your dominion in our life. In this moment, all of our needs are met. May we freely give to others as we receive from you. May we remember you always and be free from the suffering of forgetfulness. For in you, we thrive and prosper and celebrate without limitation. Donations to the center can be made in several ways. For those of you that are online, open up the chat on Zoom. You can follow the donation link by clicking there. Or you can simply send a text, the capital letters CSE, to the numbers 44321 and follow the links to make your donation there. For those of us who are on site, either by the oak tree or here in the temple, you can also text CSE to 44321 or pick up one of the donation envelopes that's in the basket at the back of the temple or at the entrance near the door. And while we were doing that, I'd just like to remind you that we can be so grateful that the grounds around the center are once again open for us to come and spend our own personal contemplative time. The grounds are open until 1 p.m. after Sunday service. So I would encourage all of you who are here to stay and visit the gardens, or those of you who are not yet here, to come today or on another day to experience being in the temple, physically in community, in our spaciously arranged seats, inside or outside. The temple grounds are also open on Tuesdays and on Friday, even this week after Thanksgiving, from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. I hope that you will find some time to come and experience for the first time or once again just the beautiful, luminous energy that is present here and that we share with each other. Also, please remember to register online for the spiritual journey of Advent, that season that we are about to begin. The online contemplative group study course with CSC ministers begins for 4 Sundays this coming Sunday in 1 week, on November 28th. And you can register online by going to just scroll down to the bottom of the center homepage. Also, please do remember to save the date for the Kriya Yoga New Year retreat that's coming with Yogacharya O'Brien on December 30th and January 2nd. Namaste. And now we'll have closing blessings and benedictions.
I'd like to greet everyone who's online. So if you would be so kind and courageous to share your energy by turning your cameras on, we always appreciate being able to see you. So just come right out of your comfort zone. If you're in your pajamas, just get closer to your camera. We'll never know. And Sharon will offer a little music while we get to say hi to those who are online.
It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We can all know everything without ever knowing how. It's in every one of us here and now.
Within each and every one of us, and as we know that, as we take that light of knowing forth, we then are the blessing. We are the prasad. So let us see the light of the divine shining in all whom we meet. Om, peace, peace, peace. Bye now.